Okay, Chizkuni Parshas Korach. So the Chizkuni starts off with the discussion of what Korach's Machlokas was about. So most of us are familiar with Rashi. Rashi says that Korach was jealous of the person Elitzafan ben Uziel, who was in charge of Kahas, and he thought it should be him. And the Ruvenis sounds like that they were they joined just because they were nearby, and somehow they got convinced. But the Chizkuni and the Ibn Ezra say the exact same pshat, which is a fascinating pshat, which is that this was really a machlokas between the Bechors versus Shevet Levi. Korach himself was a Bechor. It is true that Chizkuni says that Korach was jealous, that he thought he should have gotten Aaron's covet, but he was also a Bechor. And Reuven was upset because their Shevet lost its Bechor. They thought they should be the Bechors, and they noticed it was given to Yosef. And what this really comes down to is it seems they didn't believe Moshe heard this from Hashem, and that Moshe made it up. It's just hard to imagine that they thought, you know, after everything. But anyway, that's what it seems. That's what they didn't believe, that Moshe really got this from Hashem, and Moshe was just appointing people he liked. So Aaron was his brother, and Shevet Yosef is Shevet Ephraim, meaning they thought he liked Yoshua, his main Talmud. He was from Ephraim, which is from Shevet Yosef. So they thought Moshe appointed Yosef, gave the Bechorah to Yosef because of Yoshua, and took away the Avoda from the Bechors to give it to Shevet Levi, because that was his family. So they says, Kaleida Kulam Kadoshim, what do you do making Levim in charge of everything and taking away things from Reuven? Anyway, that's why so he understands that the Nesiei HaEda were, Bechors. That's who the Nesiei HaEda were. So we had Korach, himself a Bechor. We had Dasan and Aviram, B'nai Eliav, On Ben Pelas, B'nai Reuven. We got the Reuvenis because they thought they should have been. Their Shevet lost its Bechorah for no reason and was given to Yoshua just because it was Moshe's Talmud. And then the Nesiei HaEda, those were all Bechors. And so they were all upset. Kol Eda, Kolam, Kedoshim, what are you doing, giving everything to Shevet Levi when the Bechor should still be in charge? And I guess, and also the, Shevet Reuven should really be have the Bechorah. Anyway, that's what this war was about. And they got the 250 Rashi Sanhedros, he got 23, a small Sanhedrin is 23, right? So 23 from every Shevet minus Levi, obviously is not participating. So 23 times 11 is the 253. And the extra three are, he says, the Dasan, Aviram, and On. So that was his 253 people to have a Sanhedrin from each Shevet, the Rashi Sanhedros. And sounds like they were likely Bechors, and that's what this machlokas was about. Okay, so and that's the pasuk Vayishma Moshe. He heard that they were choshed him, that he made this whole thing up. Then we told them to all bring the ketores. The Chizkuni says he didn't really think they were going to do that. It's just because they were coming to him with fights, so he was coming to them to fight back, but he thought they would never do it. They know whoever brings the Ketores who's not the right one would die. Why would everyone do it? There's a fascinating tziv about this if you want to take a look, that they knew they were going to kill themselves and they did it anyway. But okay, that's not, the Chizkuni says Moshe never thought that they were going to, do that. Okay, so, then Moshe tries to, make shalom, and then, we know Dasan and Aviram are not interested. They said, Hamat ki elitzenu meretz avascha lo devash, namisenu b'midbar, you were supposed to take us to eretz chalav devash, and instead everybody's going to die in the midbar. Ki sistarer aleinu gam histerer. It's a double lashon. You're having shrera, being in charge, gam histerer. What is the double lashon? Ki sistarer aleinu gam histerer. So in one pshat, the Chizkuni says, you put yourself in charge and you put Aaron, your brother, in charge. Those are the two shroras. You gave yourself both shroras and you shouldn't have done that, they felt. Okay. So, we have that, it says, Moshe davened that Hashem should not accept the ketores of the 250 people. it's not clear, maybe. It sounds, I think, from the psukim that Dasan and Avirim did not bring the keturahs themselves. They did get swallowed up separately, and the people who brought the keturahs got burnt alive, and that is what the Netziv says. But I believe, and you can look it up yourself, the Cheskuni sounds like they also brought a mincha, Dasan and Avirim, and Moshe specifically was cursing them, because he asked for it, and when Dasan and Avirim are the ones who said, you know, we're not joining you no matter what, we're not coming. So Moshe got angry and davened that their mincha should not be accepted. Sounds like that they bring one. But anyway, why would that be? They different than everybody else. So he says, because Moshe understood that they were just, they were going to fight no matter what. Meaning they, even if Hashem would come down and give them nebuah, I chose Aaron, they'd still be fighting because that's just what they were doing. But the other 250, they cynically seemingly believed that Moshe did not hear it from Hashem, that Aaron should be chosen. So Moshe didn't want to curse them. Okay. Then we have this standoff where Moshe says to the Korach group, "If Hashem, in Bria Yivra Hashem, and it swallows you up, so then you know that Hashem is the one who sent me." I guess the exact pasuk, it's pasuk lamin. "In Bria Yivra Hashem, apatzah adamas pia, uvalo osamas kalashelahem." If Hashem will create a Bria. This is a great question. I hope you're listening. I love this question. It says, if Hashem will make a creation and the earth will open its mouth and swallow them up, you'll know it's Hashem. Okay. That sounds like if Hashem will make a creation right now to make that the earth opens its mouth. Now, we know there is a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says a bunch of stuff was made Friday afternoon of the beginning of time. One of them is this, the Pia Aretz. That means it existed already. It was not created now. How could you put those two together? The Mishnah says that the Pi Haaretz that swallowed up Korach was made on Friday afternoon of Hashem's creation of the world. So it was not a Bria Sheyivra Hashem right now. So what does this pasuk mean then? If Hashem will create a Bria now, it existed. Is that a good question? Okay. The Cheskuni answers that it doesn't mean Hashem created the earth. The earth's mouth that was created means if it'll be a new Bria, meaning a new thing that had never been in the world, that the earth had never opened its mouth to swallow up anyone. It is not that the Pia Aretz had ever been created. It was this quasi-magical thing that had been in existence. What happened was Hashem had never made it do anything. So the Bria was meaning it would be a new thing in creation that it would actually open up and swallow people alive. Okay. Anyway, regardless, the point, the Cheskuni points out that, Korach, Dasan and Avirim, they're the ones that got swallowed up. The 250 others were burnt by Ish. So the Korach people got a worse punishment. That's because, again, they rebuffed Moshe's attempt at peace. And whereas the 250 were not involved in that. Okay, then we have this very unusual Rashi in the beginning of Perek Yedches. It says, "Vayomer Hashem al Aaron," right? The Bnei Yisrael just said, "Everybody's going to die. Anybody who tries to bring a carbon, get any anybody who gets anywhere near the Mishkan Hashem is going to die." At the end of Perek Yud Zayin, "Vayomer Bnei Yisrael Moshe Limor Hinga Vanu Vanu Kolanu Vanu." We're all going to die. "Kolakarev Akarev al Mishkan Hashem Yamosim Tamnu Ligvoa." So Hashem says, seemingly to Aaron, so you guys, you Kohanim, you're going to be make sure that Klal Yisrael doesn't go where they're not supposed to go, so no one's going to die and everything will be fine. Here's the unusual Rashi. Rashi says, beginning of Parak Yedches, "Vayomer Hashem el Aaron." God says to Aaron. Says Rashi, not really. Rashi says, "Lamosha Amar Sheyomer la Aaron." God did not say this to Aaron. He said it to Moshe, and Moshe said it over to Aaron. I mean, Hashem said to Moshe, go tell this to Aaron. It wasn't Hashem directly talking to Aaron. Hashem talked directly to Moshe to say to Aaron. Okay. Ask the Cheskuni the obvious question. Why? Why did Rashi say that? Why doesn't he just assume that Hashem said to Aaron? Where did he get this that Hashem said to Moshe? So the Cheskuni answers that if you look back in Parshas Bamidbar, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Nun Gimel, you'll see this was already told that the Levim were going to protect it. and it was told there to Moshe, Vayidaber Shem Moshe Lemor. And it says, Valavim, Yachinu Sviv the Mishkan Edus, Velo Yeketzev, Aladas Ben Israel, Vashamru Halavim, Is Mishra Meres Mishkan Edus. Basically same thing it said here. Here it's gonna add something so it was repeated. But the point is it's a response that was already said. In other words, it's Rashi is saying, Vayomer Hashem, Hashem already said to Moshe that, you know, to tell Aaron that he was going to be protecting them. That's why Rashi had said that Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, meaning because this had already happened. Hashem had said to Moshe already to tell Aaron that they were going to protect the Jews from getting into the Beis HaMikdash. So there was a response to that, not that Hashem was giving a nevuah now to Aaron, rather it had already been sent to Moshe, so they had no time, the Jews had no time on what they were claiming. They knew Hashem, or they were being told, Hashem had already told Moshe to tell Aaron to protect them. One last point that's just interesting, if you look at Pasuk Chaf Zayin, you will see that the word oil or wine is referred to, here it's wine, v'nechshav lachem trumaschem, kadagan min agarn v'kamleya min hayekev. So like wheat from the granary and like mleya from the yekev. Yekev is a vineyard or whatever, or a place where you have, not a vineyard, a place where you have the wine gathering. So the mleya there means the wine. So why does mleya mean wine? See, so the Chizkuni says shemen and yayin can be called mleya because a kli can only hold that, meaning if you have a non-liquid, so you can overflow the kli big time, right? You can have a big pile, a heaping teaspoon. It could be way over the lid. But liquids can only be malaya. They can only fill to the top. They can't be more than that. That's why they call malaya. Okay, just an interesting thing there. That's it.